The Organization for European Economic Development, OECD, and Thailand. At the time of this audio cast, the latest OECD report on Thailand was published on the 25th of June 2019, entitled Multidimensional Review of Thailand, Volume 3, From Analysis to Action, and is available on the OECD website. Many of the references in this audio cast are derived from knowledge of Thailand and the OECD Thailand report. Credit, therefore, must be provided to the OECD, and we do not assert any claim over the production or research conducted by the OECD in the issuance of its report. The OECD Thailand report focused on the northern region of Thailand. Volumes 1 and 2 of the report had identified the well-known issues of regional inequality, multi-level governance weaknesses, and lack of sustainability and robust implementation of essential resources, including water and dealing with disasters such as regular and predictable flooding. The northern regions highlighted by Chiang Mai and Chiang Rai represent inequality through continued lack of development. The OECD Thailand report commentated on improvements which could be made to local authority administration prioritizations, remodeling urbanization, and improving budget accountability and participation by local voters. It further referenced the potential for involvement of local universities as catalysts for innovation in some of these potential initiatives. There is a particularly useful infographic in Chapter 1, Synthesis of Multidimensional Analysis, New Capabilities for Thailand, which at Figure 2.1 sets out a graphic representation of current and expected well-being outcomes for Thailand, worldwide comparison. In the northern region, particular weaknesses included employment vulnerability, PM2.5 emissions, health issues, corruption, and perceived corruption. In relation to people, the report identifies issues with informal work, lack of adequate pension arrangements, basic education issues, and lack of skill-oriented vocational education suitable for the relevant sectors. However, there is also a clear mapping of progress using the OECD measurement tools over time and using the Sustainable Development Goals. In relation to prosperity, the report identifies slow economic changes, low innovation and research levels, lack of access by SMEs to financing, and some cross-border barriers to services and trade as key factors stunting further growth and development. Low innovation and research prevent barriers to increased productivity, and the OECD cites lack of clarity around institutional roles and responsibilities as a key contributory factor. A particularly insightful overview of the development changes in Thailand is at Figure 1.10, of which we have reproduced an infographic with the relevant citation. The lack of coordination across government agencies and imbalance between central and local government are depicted as straddling all challenges of structural inequality, high air pollution and waste generation, and a fragmented social protection system in the context of informality of an aging population. Whilst looking at this report may present an overly negative view of Thailand, it is nevertheless balanced with references to opportunities for development and recognition of areas where Thailand performs well. Advisors who are dealing with investors looking at Thailand as a destination for capital investment and trade, or assisting those already embedded in the Thai system, must stay abreast of global reports and analysis of Thailand from relatively objective and international sources. The OECD reports managed to express in statistical analysis and descriptive terms, and in an orderly and logical manner, the macro and micro development issues that Thailand faces and that will inevitably affect investments in one way or another. This is a distillation of the trend and narrative-oriented media, who may pick up on a theme or aspect of Thailand's development, but portray the issue through a skeptical political lens, which may demonstrate inherent biases and partisanship. Further, the OECD reports rise above the sensationalist onslaught of Twitter and social media topic forum sites, which may be thick on negative commentaries and thin on substantive empirical research and sound analysis. The OEC does, of course, like any institution, have a fair share of critics. Nevertheless, the reports and analysis on Thailand, in our experience, are pertinent and relevant to the actual issues and challenges within the country. We ensure we are up to date with these issues before we offer any of our opinions on societal, economical, and development issues. As mentioned in other parts of the information on the Hughes Kripika website, and as a fundamental principle of our beliefs, information is one of the most valuable global resources, and therefore the quality of it carries great importance.